One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson, our producer, Andy. Cheers. Good to see everybody.
Hello, hello.
Mel. Yeah. We're ruined. Yep. Mel is dressed to impress. Mel is auditioning to be one of the characters in It's a Small World. And
I'm ready.
Are you, Mel?
I'm ready.
Mel is going into her animatronic era. You got the eyes. You can get wide eyed and kind of.
Yeah.
If you go real wide eyed, it gets kind of creepy. So it's nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
Little fringe frill here. It's good. Some flowers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you make that yourself? Is this homemade?
No.
It's good. You got a necklace on. Nobody wants a bare neck.
Can't be caught with a bare neck.
Oh, well, thanks for...
All of our daughter's necklaces broke.
Oh,
that's why she needed a back to school couple of necklaces.
My daughter, I went on a little date. I don't like that language, but
you dated your daughter. It's a joke.
I stopped saying it as I Gloria and I spent time together. We hung out. Didn't have to be a date. We just hung out. And if you call it a daddy daughter date, I don't care. Whatever. But we went out. We were hanging out, and Gloria's done like two really sweet things recently for me, and it's been nice. And I think it's probably because there's like, I'm not going to share her personal life, but there's like boys stuff that we've been talking about. Nothing scary or bad or anything, all very normal stuff, but you do some dad talks during that stuff. And we had like one really nice one. And then she's like, Dad, I made you a playlist, which is like the sweetest thing in the world. And, what is it?
Spotify playlist.
She made me a Spotify playlist called like Dad Tunes, Dad Music. And it's a picture of us. It's an old picture of us when she was little.
Mm-hmm.
And in full disclosure, it rocks. It's got Cage. It's got the Smiths. It's got Radiohead. It's got Phil Collins. I asked her, there's a couple of them. I was like, I don't listen to that. She's like, it just sounded like something you would listen to. It's got Stone Temple Pilots. It's a good. I've listened to it a lot. Full disclosure, a lot of Nirvana. The Fray got in there. A lot of Bowie. A lot of Pixies. It's pretty good. 311.
Yeah.
You know they're not all hits. But it's really sweet. And then we were going and hanging out. We went and got some ice cream and walked around the beach. And she was like, Dad, we should get matching bracelets. And if you don't get matching bracelets when your 14-year-old daughter wants you to, you're a monster. And so it's like you're the bacon to my eggs and mine are bacon and her eggs, which is pretty sweet.
It's like a little charm.
They grow up so fast. We were, that happened last night. Joel walked in. We were sitting there watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine because it's on Netflix and it's so good. It's so good. It's the best. You were so right. I don't know that I've liked a sitcom more than I like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, it's up there. I mean, it's like Office, Parks, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
I mean, trifecta.
Who's your favorite character?
Oh, I love Rosa.
Rosa's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. On the regular, like throughout the season, like it's just because Stephanie Beatrice is just so not like that. She's so different in real life.
Yeah.
That it's a huge testament to her acting.
Yeah.
So I love
Yeah, they're great. The Chief's great. Terry Crews is great. My favorite character is Boyd. Boyle is so funny. He's so funny.
Yeah.
He is. I think probably Terry Crews and
The Chief.
The
Chief.
Yeah.
And I really like Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
So
it's great. I mean, I mean, he's the glue to the show. He's the main character. So it's like when people talk about The Office, like who's the best, who's your favorite character? And people are like, the answer is Michael, because the whole show is about how
everyone's relationships with Michael.
Exactly. And it's similar to Andy Samberg or so.
Oh, have you got to the episodes with Jason Mitsoukas yet?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, he shows up. Like, I was going to say his episodes are hilarious.
All right. Well, we'll get there.
Yeah. We're still in season one.
Yeah. The long season. So anyway, we were watching that and we were having a nice night. And then Joel, who's doing a sleepover, and Gloria was at a sleepover when Claire was down. I was like, oh my gosh, we just are at this house. And then Joel walked in with two slices of dessert pizza from Woodstock's, which Woodstock's is our favorite local pizza joint. And it was like, he just came in, he brought us two pieces. And you're like, you can have these, Joel's. And I was like, no, he brought these for us. He saved us two pieces of dessert pizza. And then I just started talking about my childhood all of a sudden. And I was like, this reminds me of my cousin Jacob and how we used to go to Godfather's. And he was like listening. And then he left and you're like, they grow up so fast. We're like crying, eating dessert pizza from Woodstock's. It's a nice moment. Being a parenting's so sad. So happy, but it's so sad.
You got to let him go. It's the hard part.
Do you have to, though?
You do.
Do you, though?
You do.
Do you, though?
It's real bad if they don't.
It's probably bad if they don't. So anyway, so we got a lot to get to, everybody, today. Thanks for tuning into our little podcast that could. Backseaters, it's great to have you back there. And we got to talk about my weekend in Fort Wayne. We have not recapped our family vacation to Chicago, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. I got a Stranger Danger to get to. We got an email to get to. We might get to how summer is wrapping up. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. What do you want to talk about, Mel?
I mean, we did cover Target in the last episode.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. And, you know.
Finally, someone sticks it to Target. No one's ever criticized Target publicly.
I like your list. I helped you write it. And
did you, though? Did you?
Yes.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. You are good at organizing the episodes.
Oh. You've been giving me nice compliments lately. They've been, you've been like, it's nice. You've had like 4 or 5. Because words and gifts aren't your thing. And I don't mean that. I like to speak very candidly about our relationship because I think we have a very happy, very healthy marriage. But it's not like we have enormous flaws as people, right?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even say those are your flaws. They're just not your strong suit.
Yeah.
You're a terrible gift giver. Don't do it. I told you the other day the 5 things I want for my 40th birthday. You talked me out of 3 of them. And you're like, is now a good time for LASIK? And you're like, I mean, okay. Can you be blind for 2 days?
I did not say that. I said, can you not have the appointment in La Jolla the day before school starts?
Yes, that is true.
That is what I said.
Because one of your strengths is calendaring. And I see our calendar and I get my heart rate goes up.
Yeah.
When you're bad at details, when someone throws a bunch of details at you, and so that's how I feel when I look at the calendar. I mean, the majority of the things on the calendar are change the cat litter pad.
I know. Well, I'm sorry.
Because you put your, no, it works for you.
I gotta remind myself to make sure that gets done.
Yeah. I don't think you do, because I think you know when the cat litter pad needs to.
No, it's it gets so gross.
That's what I'm saying. You would realize that it's gross, though, right?
No, you don't want it to get gross. You gotta change it before it gets gross.
See, this is why you're good at this. But one of them, like...
I mean, I could have a calendar that you weren't on that could not be shared with you.
No, I need to see it. Because I will say, there is more...
The amount of household... tasks.
Yes.
It's so boring.
It's so rare that I add something to the calendar too, but I will tell you that I do reference it quite a bit. And I've gotten better at it over the years. I've gotten better at reading your calendar where I'm like, okay, that's not a good day for that. Like there was something recently where I suggested that I really looked at the calendar. I was like, no, that would work. And it ended up, I missed an important other detail on something else. But the point of this story is that your natural instinct is not to go, what is a great thing that I could say to this person right now?
Like, no. Also, you don't always receive what I say well.
That's true.
And that doesn't mean you should still say it.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I mean, I have a whole bit about right now about how you don't think about what you're going to say.
No.
There's no preemptive thought to your, what you say. Loose cannon, just and sometimes we've said this happens in parenting where a couple times where I'm like, oh, Mel just said that.
Also, like, you've always questioned the sincerity of my apologies.
If you've ever gotten a Melissa apology
again,
they don't hit
again.
Sorry. Is that what you want to hear?
It's, listen.
But I also will, I will also, if I'm still upset, I won't receive the apology because I'm like, well, I still want to feel upset. So this is my own stuff as well. And I'll acknowledge that. But what I was going to say was, this started as a compliment, which was you have had like some very nice verbal compliments lately. And I don't know if it's because you're thinking about them or that's just a sincere emotion, but you gave me a compliment here on the pod and we've been doing this thing for 3 years, 4 years. And you've never said that. You've never been like, hey, now do we as
people... I guess that's kind of the irony is I am organizing like the calendar, mm-hmm. dates and the details.
Right.
But then like you organize like words and information.
Well, I'm good at content.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Kind of the,
this is the stuff
we both
that I
have a thing.
Yeah. I have a new thing recently where I'm up from about 4 to 5 every day in the morning. I usually go back to sleep, but I'll get up to go to the bathroom because I'm an old man. And usually Fritter, our old cat, like I fed him at 4 this morning. It's like, this is too early for your morning feed.
Okay.
But he won't let me go back to, he'll start meowing. When I wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning, I'll walk out of our, and Fritter's always on the couch and he always looks up. He's like, is it time? Are you guys getting out of bed so you can feed me? And... half the time when I walk out of the bathroom, he's gone back to sleep. The other half, he's at the door. And he goes, meow. Like, am I going to get my wet food? Because I have a morning wet food feeding. And I go out and I feed him. And now I'm up because I've been up for, I've done too many activities. And so.
Scanning the cat.
Yeah. So I'm, also, if you smell wet cat food at 4 a.m., that's not melatonin. That's not going to knock you back down. It's actually, I would say cats it's the only annoying thing about cat. I mean, the litter is annoying and stuff, but compared to dogs, the worst part about a cat is the cat that'll wake you up in the middle of the night, you know?
Yeah. Well, the little one, he's not that little anymore, mm-hmm. but our younger cat, he will meow at you at night.
Yes.
Because he would like to go outside.
He would.
At like 10:30, 11.
Yeah.
So he'll meow at the door at night, the old one, morning.
Yes.
You flip it for kids, little kids, morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teens, night.
Three kids, two cats, and a bunny. It's a busy house.
It's too much.
There's no sleep. But as I say, I'm usually up from like 4 to 5 a.m. kind of thinking about jokes. It's just my brain turns on and I start making content. No, it's never flights. No. It's always content.
Yeah.
It's always jokes and sets and the pod and all that kind of stuff. So
when you're up this morning, were you thinking something?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. And I was thinking about how we hadn't talked about Chicago yet and how I had a couple stories to tell. Are you trying to anchor me back
that's
up?
That's amazing. Yeah?
Oh, see, there you go, being all nice.
No.
It's weird, right? It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like your most genuine self when you're being kind.
Great. I need to have more edge. Mm-hmm. Okay. Noted.
Let me ask you this, Melissa. Okay. This is a good... This is a. What do you... What goes through your mind when you hear a couple say, "We never fight"?
I don't believe it. I mean, I do believe it.
Yeah.
Because people email us and tell us.
Yeah,
that.
They never fight.
But I think it's two very specific types of people that we aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe it. But I'm also like, really?
Yeah.
You know?
I think a little bit, anytime I hear it, I hear in your voice one of your favorite catchphrases, well, good for you.
Good for you. Yeah. But I do believe it.
Yeah.
But also, that doesn't mean health.
No.
You know, like, you got to work through problems.
No. It's actually kind of easy not to fight. If
yeah,
you just ignore
it's called
your
avoidance.
It's avoidance. Exactly. Yeah. So, anyways... Mel and I are going through a big fight right now. No, it's not kidding. We haven't. We're doing fine, and it's because I've been gone. Anyways, upcoming tour dates, everybody. what day is it today? This is gonna come out before these dates because this weekend.
If you're really busy, you should just come home and work with your spouse and then leave.
I like working with you.
I'm giving a tip.
Yeah. I feel more connected to you after the pod. If you want to know what our current mindset is right now, Mel and I were prepping this pod downstairs at the coffee shop. And out of nowhere, Mel sits down with her coffees and she goes, "After this, I'm getting a scone."
Yeah.
The scones are incredible here.
And you cannot have scones all the time.
You can't have scones all the time. You want to, but you can't. You want to have a scone every day.
The scones here are amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a question that I like to ask people as well. And please send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and answer this on the Facebook group. If you could choose one unhealthy food that you could snap your fingers and make it good for you. So it's currently an unhealthy item and you magic genie situation. You snap your fingers and now that food
is
healthy for you. That is food that is good for you, and you can have it as much as you want, and it's now a healthy food. What would you change? What would your pick be?
I'm going to say the first two that came to mind.
Go.
Brownies.
It's great. I love a brownie.
Brownies.
Gooey, crispy.
All of it.
I mean, the dessert peaked at brownie, right?
Brownies.
Oh. I mean, there are better, but I mean, the brownie is such a fastball down the middle, great dessert.
Yeah.
I've never had a bad brownie. I've had bad cake. I've had bad pie. I've had bad ice cream. I've never had a bad brownie.
I've had a lot of bad brownies.
No. Okay. Well,
like overcooked,
like
they get crunchy and dry.
I love a crunchy brownie.
I mean, with ice cream.
Like exactly.
That works great with ice cream.
Yeah. A la mode.
And then the second one was queso.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good pick. Call.
Like chips and queso.
Good pick. You guys,
so you got your savory and your sweet.
Yeah.
Like nachos. Like I was at chips and like I was like when I started going through dips in my mind.
Yes.
You nailed it with queso, but nachos I think
that's
is
great.
Also the.
You can. I want you guys can make a. You guys can make a creative decision here on whether or not this particular story. I just think it's funny. This particular story is a little too much doing your good deeds in front of men. But one of the volunteering things that I do occasionally is I'll serve in. Like at a rescue mission, I'll help serve food to homeless people. And this last week, when I did it in Fort Wayne, and it was a really good meal. It was like the, I guess
Saturday lunch.
It was Saturday dinner. And I guess what it is there's a family that once a month they do all the cooking, all three meals for 300 people. So they feed 900 servings in a day.
Whoa.
And that's so much. It's crazy food, right?
So much food.
And it was a good meal. We had, I was on lasagna serving duty, and there was lasagna, and then there was peach cobbler, and then there was a good salad, and then there was ice cream. And I bring this up because it was amazing. We're just serving. It's great.
This is the day to serve.
This is the day to serve because everyone's pretty happy. And that's a great meal. And honestly, they were saying good things about the cook normally, but there was like the sixth guy that came through and he goes, hey, could I get that ice cream on the peach cobbler? And then one guy in the back goes, a la mode. He was in the line. And then the next three people were like, hey, could I get mine on the cobbler? Could I get mine on the cobbler? And then the rest of we just served it because everyone's like, yeah, put that ice cream on that cobbler, man.
Because while you're eating the lasagna,
it's melted up. Yeah, can I put that ice cream on the cobbler? And there was a couple guys, because I was serving the lasagna, there were a couple guys, too, was like, hey, man, can I get one of the cheese bites? Because when you scoop in lasagna, the top, it's like cake. That's all. And I was like, hey, man, I'm going to try and hook you up, but there's only so much cheese. And the guy in the back, a la mode, and it's so, and everybody wanted it, and it was just an hour and a half of the. we rechanged the line because originally it was cobbler salad ice cream. We had to move the cobbler next to the ice cream. Oof. I don't know, creative decision on whether or not to keep that in. It's not something that I advertise, but it's a funny, it's a universal
a la mode.
A la mode.
I like it.
I think it stays in. Yeah. I do that. I don't do that to toot my own horn in any way. But that, it was just such a funny. It's a very human moment.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then everyone's like, "Yeah, I would love some ice cream on my cobbler right now." So you said brownies and queso.
Yes.
Mine is an untraditional one, and not. You've heard me say this before, and
I'm gonna guess it's cereal.
It's in that vein.
Granola. Granola.
And you can't take the Northwest out of the boy. I love granola, and granola is so bad for you. There is a fan. She's in Alaska now. She was in Spokane. Oh, Sam.
She moved.
She moved to Alaska. She makes this granola. She's brought it to me a few times in Spokane. Mm-hmm. The gifts lately. This is unbelievable.
Dried strawberries?
Which I normally don't like, a preserved or the dried strawberry thing.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so stinking good that I'm like, I have to tour Alaska to go see Sam again. And then Mama Sam, whatever, I don't remember Mama. I think she saw me in Indy or something like that.
She makes granola too?
She made me granola once. And then I think it was in Fort Wayne. This family is spread out because they brought up to me recently, another one of the relatives, it's hard to keep straight, they didn't bring it, but they were like, hey, you know, in Spokane, I was like, she brings me granola. Where's the granola? I thought this was your family's thing.
There's nothing wrong with oats. It's just you have to put a lot of syrup.
A lot of honey, syrup.
To bring out and the flavor of the granola.
Yeah, and it, you know, ends up, craisins aren't good for you. They're all full, and you can put
a lot of sugar.
The amount, you know what it is the amount of granola that I want to eat is a day's serving of sugar, three days. There's
like 3 cups of granola.
Yeah. I hit a low last week. I had a couple hard days, and I had 2 late nights in a row, and you probably saw the evidence, where I ate an entire box of Honey Bunches of Oats at around midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was going to request that you not bring it into the house.
HBO?
Yeah, no more HBO in the house. Because when it's in the house, I know it's in the house, and I know how much is in it. And I open the thing and I avoid eye contact with it. I can't stop. Because if I start, I'll eat the box. The way that people eat like a carton of ice cream, I eat a box of Honey Bunches of Oats. And then I just...
Yeah.
So mine is granola. What's yours, Andy?
I'm waffling between all waffles. The carbs and cheese.
In my mind, I'm like, waffles is a good pick, though. Waffles is a good pick. Yeah.
If it was mine, it'd be it. But it's, I don't want to just say like anything that's carbs and cheese, because that's that
you got to get specific.
Nachos qualify as pizza. Yeah. But I think
nachos are a good pick.
I think I'm there on like surf and turf burrito.
Oh yeah,
you know,
that's
good,
a good
like,
choice.
Steak
yeah,
and shrimp burrito from like mm-hmm. Pedro's or somewhere down here.
Yeah,
oh, that just hits.
Yeah.
In all the right ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
that's a good choice.
I mean, those burritos are like 8 pounds.
That's the main issue with them is the size. If they'd make you a reasonable sized one, but they serve you babies, that's like an infant. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a steak.
So big.
Congratulations. Yeah. It's surf and turf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a pound of shrimp and an entire ribeye in here.
You're eating, you're eating one cow and 100 shrimp in here. So,
yeah.
Anyways, get on the Facebook group. Tell us those things on there at Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. If you had one food that you could make healthy. I know that mine's a weird one, but it's a good one, but I do like it. I don't remember how we got here, but we never get to what we want to get to on here. But I do want to say a thank you, Fort Wayne. You were, okay, let me clarify something. We did the little podcast with the Nate Land podcast, and I made a little jokey joke about how I wouldn't mind if I missed some of my Fort Wayne shows.
And they listened to that.
They did. And mm-hmm. Fort Wayne took it personally. And if I were in your situation, I would probably take that personally as well. What I meant was, it's a long way to go, and my ticket sales weren't great. So I meant it as a...
like a personal
a
joke?
A personal, mm-hmm. man, I wish I was... And you, four or five of you brought that up to me, mm-hmm. and that's fine. I'll receive that. But I didn't mean it like that. I cannot begin to tell you how much I loved Fort Wayne. The Fort Wayne is the biggest surprise I've had since Asheville, which I'm going to in a week or so. Asheville, I had heard good things about, but I couldn't believe how much I liked Asheville. Fort Wayne is incredible. It's a cute, the downtown, specifically the downtown, which people were telling, I did a lot of jokes about it. Particularly, they were telling me that they've really worked on the downtown. They've put a lot of money. It's adorable. It's great. And there's like a bunch of good coffee. And there's like a, there's a farmer's market one day. There's a pride parade one day, which I thought was a very Indiana thing that they did pride a month late. We'll get to it. But it was just bumping and vibrant in good ways, and there was a bunch of cool businesses. It was cute, and there was a really nice park. There was people doing wedding pictures. That was a funny moment. There was
my bad. Excuse me.
We have to start the whole podcast over. It's unbelievable.
We made it this far.
How do you? What in the world? You're just animatronic.
I should be churning butter. That would be.
Oh yeah, because we'd be in the Scandinavian section, right? Yeah, because I think there's a Scandinavia, there's a Norway. That's our area up there, right? Yeah, there's. I don't know.
I have a little bonnet on.
Full disclosure, I've
windmills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I zone out during a small world.
Yeah, it's a good after lunch spot. 6 minutes in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's the best part about it. The best thing at Universal is the studio tour, because you just grab a beverage of your choice and an hour is taken up. Now they actually brought back that you get off for a little while. You get off the and you can go walk around some different sets, and there's a big King Kong. And
it's like 60 years of the studio tour or something
great,
crazy.
Yeah. And then I guess they have a DeLorean now, which those DeLoreans seem to be around. It's like when someone's like, we got one of the Batmobiles. You're like, it seems like those are around. But anyways.
That's cool.
Where was I at?
Okay, we did the small world joke.
Fort Wayne.
You were in Fort
you
Wayne.
You sneezed. Fort Wayne was cute. Oh, that was a funny story. So I was walking around, and there was a I was on the phone with Steve Rogers. We were catching up, and he had to hear me interact with a fan, which was funny.
Rogers.
Yeah, Steve Rogers. Uh-huh. He had to hear me interact with a fan, which was very funny. He was like, oh, I love hearing this. and then there was a woman there. I saw a wedding.
Yeah.
And there was the bride, and the mom back was holding the the gown.
The train.
Whatever it's called. Yeah, and making sure as they were walking, and she goes, She goes, Dustin? And I go, yeah. And she goes, you're Dustin Nickerson? I go, yeah. She goes, why are you here? And I go, oh, I'm here doing shows. I go, I would say you should come. She goes, I go, but you're pretty busy. She goes, yeah, this is a nightmare.
Oh, no.
Very funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What a sharp mother of the bride.
Yeah. She was on fire. She was great. She was nice. But shows are great. And that club, Summit City Comedy Club, is really great. Adam Norwest, who he owns that, Tacoma, Spokane, Bricktown, all of those. They're just great clubs. And I was so pleasantly surprised with how wonderful of people you are and how great the crowds were. So thank you for coming out.
Is this your first time playing
Fort Wayne? It is so rare. I think I wasn't sure if I'd done it with Chris years ago.
It's possible.
I might have done it with Tim, but I don't remember it. And nobody, here's why I don't think I did, is no one told me they saw me. And that usually happens. Mm-hmm. If I've played a market in the meet and greet, people like to, they'll tell me where they saw me, which is actually great. Please do that at my meet and greets and be like, where did I first see you?
Yeah. Because
that's
it's helpful.
That's an ROI type situation for me. But the it was great. I loved it. I loved you guys. Thank you guys for coming out. But I did have a funny Stranger Danger story. So for those of you who are new to our podcast, Stranger Danger is where I just tell a travel woe story of where something weird happened or something awkward or uncomfortable.
It's usually an Uber driver.
So a lot of time it's an Uber driver, hotels, planes, shuttles, trains. Planes, Shrains, and...
Guy's name, Shane.
Shanes. You know how they are. Torres, Gillis. They're all a lot. So Midwest Nice is a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Midwest Nice is... We are... What I would define Midwest Nice is we are going to be a level of friendly that reaches annoying... And inconvenient and impractical.
Okay.
And what happened to me was I was going to get on an elevator and I hit the button and it opened and there was an incredibly full elevator of people that demanded I get on.
Is it a hotel or?
So is it a hotel?
Okay.
I'm going up. It's the most crowded elevator you've ever seen. It's 8 adults, 6 kids. They all have bags. There's no room. There's no room. And they are Midwest nicing me to death. They're like, get on. No, come on. Come on. Come on. No, no. They're holding the door. No, no. Come on. Like, what floor?
You get on this what elevator. Floor?
And I say, I'll take the next one. This one's a little full. There's no way you're not above capacity, weight, and people. I don't even know where I would go. They're like, no, come on. Come on. And I swear, Melissa, they start sucking up against the wall. They're like, yeah. There's like a dad in the back, like, no, there's room. And they're like back. They're like, a kid was,
oh, no.
They told a kid to sit on his suitcase so as to open up the floor space. And I was like, I'll take the next one.
It's like sardines.
I'll just let me, this is not, you're not doing me, you're, this comes from a good place, but you're not doing me a favor right now. This is awful. I would like to take the next one with no people. And on the time that they were demanding that I,
another one shows up.
The other two have come down.
Did you go in the elevator?
I did. Because that's the thing with Midwest Nice is they'd be so...
They've offered this.
That you would... They make you feel like a bad person.
You can't say no.
You can't say no in that scenario. But I think in truest sense of like of Midwest Nice, I'm sure as soon as I got off, they're like, why did he take so long to get on? They're like mad at me. It's so funny. It's like, guys, just let me take the different elevator.
When our family is in an elevator, I assume nobody wants to get in.
When I have a family, or our family's in an elevator, like, I'm looking at them like, you don't want any part of this. All right. You don't want what's going to happen in this elevator. All right. It's going to be bad. It's always bad.
Yeah.
I've never had a calm elevator ride with any of my children.
Everyone loses it in the elevator. All the children lose it.
Why do kids lose their minds in elevators? Whoa!
Like, for 2 minutes, could you shut up?
What's going on in here? Look at all these buttons. I can lift myself.
They're all fighting.
They're jumping. They're fighting. They're farting. They're doing.
And then the people in the elevator with us are laughing.
Yes.
They're trying not to, but they're laughing.
Or judging.
Ah.
Yeah.
I mean, if they have a sense of humor, they're laughing.
Also.
But sometimes they don't have a sense of humor. Yeah.
You can ride an elevator 1,000 times with a child, and they've never learned etiquette. Like, they never know to wait till somebody gets off.
Oh, yeah.
A child, the elevator opens, and they just get on the elevator.
In Atlanta, on those trams,
nobody
waits. They just get
on. Tram's a different thing.
Yeah.
Tram's a different.
I know. Culture.
They don't wait.
Tram and subway are a different culture. You don't always wait. You might lose it. Yeah. But
then everyone behind you doesn't get on.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't know.
Anyways, our Chicago trip was great, and that's what we are here to talk about. Mm-hmm. Guys, we took our family to Chicago for vacation. It was the big summer family trip, because Chicago was probably my favorite American city. I love Chicago with everything that is in me.
I'd been once.
Yeah, when we were little babies.
And so it was super fun, because you'd been so many times that you knew all the good places to go.
I know that there's like Chicago has a reputation, and I'm telling you that of course, probably that's true in certain areas or whatever, and I don't mean to downplay that, but the downtown is it's not unlike San Diego, and that the height of, San Diego is different because we have the beaches, but like the center of tourism is in downtown Chicago. That's where the stuff is.
Yeah.
And so it's very convenient. We didn't rent a car.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, there's no car rentals. There's no driving. We get there. We fly out on Southwest. RIP Southwest. We should talk about that real quick, because I would love to get the group's thoughts. And send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and chime in on the Facebook group. Southwest got rid of its open seating policy.
Is that like in effect immediately, or is that kind of like a gradual rollout?
I will. Yeah. Where am I? I'm not. I'll tell you Thursday.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be.
I flew Southwest all summer and spring.
Yeah.
With you.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, now you get rid of it?
And I just figured it out. Yeah. Again. I used to know it when I was young.
It's the end of an era.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? I will tell you, Southwest is the best for team sports.
Yeah.
If you are getting on a plane with a team, it is so fun to do Southwest, because all the kids sit together.
Yeah.
And all the adults sit together.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. They don't. Yeah.
Whoever has the highest boarding group saves all the seats for the sports. It's very fun.
Yeah. I mean, I think the.
And those days are over.
Yeah. I think that Southwest switching from, open seating to assigned seating for monetary purposes was socialism's last chance in our country. Capitalism won, baby. It's over because they did it for monetary purposes. And I honestly, I as much as I didn't mind the open seating, I prefer this because Southwest wasn't that cheap anymore. Southwest had already raised their price. Southwest was the want to get away commercials, the $49 flight to wherever. And Southwest, I mean, You think it's cheap, because what they do is they show you the lowest price, and then you get on, you're like, well, I'm not going to book that. I'm not going to book the absolute lowest. And then they do a thing when you book there that they only show you the one-way price. So you're like, wow, $189, that's a great deal. And then you're like, oh, it's $309 getting back. And then you drop $500, $600 to get a round-trip flight for not to have a seat.
Yeah.
But the bags are included. That's nice. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they didn't charge bags. That would have been actually genuinely upsetting to me.
Mm. Well, are the flight attendants still going to be real
funny?
Cheeky?
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Now that Southwest has assigned seats, are the flight attendants still going to try and be funny? That's an interesting question, Mal.
Mm-hmm. Well, they
just wish you would go to open mics like the rest of us.
They're always like, don't skip a row.
Yeah.
Don't skip a row. Yeah.
I like the passive aggressive ones when somebody's like, all right, I'm going to do some announcements that you're going to ignore. That I like.
I did hear the, like, did you lose this? Now that I have your attention.
Oh,
that,
yeah, that's very good.
Did you drown?
You're like,
okay.
Well, anyways.
Now I'm going to drown you out.
Yeah. Well, we went to Chicago via Southwest, and it went okay. Where the flight was fine. There was nothing. We got a little delayed, but that's summer travel. There's a couple things that we highly recommend. Millennium Park is great. Mm-hmm. The Bean is cool. Like,
bunch of gardens.
Concert venue, gardens. And
the concert venue is super cool.
Yes. And the Art Institute's right there, which is unbelievable.
It's a really nice art museum.
It's really great. They have some original Van Goghs and Picasso. They had the Georgia O'Keeffe thing.
It is very hard to figure it out, the navigation in
it's
there.
It's a nightmare.
It's very bad. Yeah. It's a bunch of like elevators and stairways. I lost you guys several times.
What I love about this art museum is they gave you there's a little pamphlet thing that you could take, and on the back it said, like, these are the 10 things you probably want to see. Like, these are our
most
impressive things.
They were like, if you
had
an hour.
Yes. Which is what you want. You know? Tell me the things I should be impressed by.
Yeah.
You know, like, tell me.
Scavenger hunt.
Yeah. So that was fun.
They had a lot of art.
A lot of stuff. Really cool. The George O'Keefe stuff was great. Mm-hmm. They had the diner. The diner painting is great. Yeah.
Since there are five of us, it was nice. They were like, just get a membership. It's cheaper.
Yeah, we got a member. I'm a member of Chicago Art.
So we have a tote bag as a member.
Don't mean to flex on you guys like that, but we get the tote bag.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
And the kids really liked it.
The kids were so funny, too. They're like, you're never going to come back. I was like, I'm in Chicago 3 times a year. I'll come back. Yeah, free guests. The kids liked it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Joel wanted to go back. And Millennium Park, it's right there. So Saturday, we go kayaking, which was fun. It was
in the river.
In the river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We made it about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's pretty good for us.
Yeah.
It was great. I definitely got tunnel vision at the end. I was like,
you locked in.
I am going to finish.
Because you were in the double with Claire.
Yeah.
And that was dead weight.
And she was saying hi to everyone.
Which is nice.
On the river bank.
And she got a little anxious anytime you guys got too close to the middle.
Yeah, because she listened to the rules.
Yes.
It was a funny kayak experience because you watch a video. And you put on the life jacket, and then you get in the kayak. They shoot you out, and then you have to cross the river.
Yeah.
That's step one.
A lot of boats coming.
Cross the river and avoid all of the boats.
Yeah.
And so that...
There was no test.
Baptism by fire.
Yeah. There's no test. We just told them, we've kayaked. That was it. I think they just saw a couple of middle-aged whites, and they're like, they got this.
They shoot us out.
Yeah, they got this.
But it was funny because... You see, like, the yachts and stuff come through, and then, like, the riverboats and the architecture.
The architecture tour that everybody,
And I felt like literally somebody told me, you're almost there. Somebody gave me, like, a passive aggressive, like, I'm drinking on a boat. And you're kayaking with your kid. And that was over the top.
Yeah.
You know?
That's where I draw the line.
I just thought it was very funny.
Yeah, you locked in.
But I also did. I did lock in. I was like, I got to finish this. I'm not turning around. I'm not going to wait for you guys.
No.
I will wait on the land.
Yes.
It's like, I'm going to finish.
Yeah, you. But then Joel and Gloria and I kind of had a nice little leisurely.
It would have been different if I was solo.
Yes.
But with the tandem, if you get off course, it's a lot of steering.
Yeah, no, you did good.
And I was like, no, I'm going to.
You did the same thing you do in races, like when we did the 5K and we hit the 2 mile mark and you're like, bye.
Yeah, I was like, I'd like to finish this.
Like, I'll see you at the end. See you at the end. There's an IPA waiting for us at the end of this. And it hits.
Yeah. Then we had, like, it was actually funny because it was a Saturday, and then we grabbed some, like, chips and drinks at the slowest taco stand. And then there was just a ton of singles.
Mm-hmm.
Just having a ball.
Having a great time.
As Leanne Morgan says.
Having a ball.
And then there was us fun. With our three kids waiting way too long. But it was just funny to be like, oh, so this is just like a Saturday for you guys.
Yeah. You guys are just out.
They're just in swimsuits, having a drink.
Downtown Chicago, living their life. Yeah.
Love it. And we were on a family vacation. But it was those chips. Hit so hard.
Oh my gosh.
After kayaking.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
It was great. They have
one of the trip's highlights.
One of my favorite Chinatowns ever been to. Great Chinatown. It's up there with SF's. Mm-hmm. Those are probably my two faves that I've been to.
The girls, that was their favorite.
Was Chinatown. Because of boba.
Chinatown. Boba, mochi.
Yeah.
Donuts.
Great.
Shopping. Got a couple of Sanrio
things. Mm-hmm. You know, got some necklaces because you can't have a bare neck out here.
Can't have a bare neck. She bought a Claire brought a present for a friend's birthday party,
which is very sweet.
Perfect little shopping.
I'm gonna hit the things that we all did real quick because we did the river kayaking, we went to Chinatown, we went to Artiston, we went to Millennium Park, we went to Willis Tower, we went to Lincoln Park, the zoo, we did some vintage shopping, we went to Wicker Park,
it's a neighborhood.
And we went and got deep dish. And I would tell people, we would tell locals that they're like, well, no notes. You did good. Wow. You really did all the things. I was like, this guy knows how to do a city.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you had shows 3 nights.
Yes.
And on the
shows were great. It's the best comedy city in America. My favorite.
So those were great. But you wanted a day and a night where you weren't working or performing.
Right.
And so we did that, and that was the night we got the deep dish. We got some gelato with friends.
Yeah.
So it was that was like we thrifted. Wicker Park
is great. It's a little hipster area.
I found like a downtown market with Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Joel and I would pick up dinner.
Yeah.
And the girls, you know, they don't want to walk.
What was the family's review on deep dish? I'm trying to remember.
Okay. You guys got so bored because – deep dish takes a while.
Yeah. That's what's great about New York pizzas. You're like, slice, slice.
Yeah. Also, we were hungry, so we got an app. Mm-hmm. We got some bruschetta. And then I think most of you guys were full.
I think that's it.
Or the kids.
They all ate it.
Okay. I loved it.
Yes, you did.
I loved it. And you gave it all away to our friends. And I was like, I was going to eat like 3 more pieces of that. And it was fine. I didn't need to eat that.
When would you have eaten it? We left a few hours later.
That night. I would have had another piece of that pizza. It was so good. But you gave it away, and she really wanted it, and that was good.
Yeah.
But
and they had driven into the city to meet us. And
so I felt like everyone didn't love it, but I loved it.
Yeah.
It's very hot because it's like thick and in the oven for 45 minutes. So you have to like slice it up and let it cool down.
Yeah.
They have to serve it to you. It's so like melty and stuff. I don't know. I think you kind of like had a food coma, right?
I think you're making excuses for the fact that none of us just really liked the way it tasted that much. You're kind of doing this thing where you're like, you guys were in a food coma, and you're kind of like blaming our ADHD for the fact. I'm not here to get ADHD shamed for the food that we didn't enjoy the taste of.
I loved it.
Yeah,
loved
it's great.
But I had to take my daughter to the bathroom twice.
I'll use my phrase
before it came.
Yeah, I'll use my phrase that everybody in my life hates when I say it, but everybody has a different mouth experience. And if you loved it, you're right, and if you hate it, you're right. It's everybody has a different mouth experience, but it just doesn't do it for me. I don't like that thick of a pizza.
Yeah.
You know.
Well.
But you know, you can blame our ADHD on us all day.
Well,
you were kind of. I'm not gonna lie. Dude, wasn't very progressive of you, Melissa. You're like, you guys got bored.
You didn't get bored.
No, we didn't. I was talking to you the whole time. You zoned out.
No.
Yes.
No. Mm-mm. No.
I don't think we zoned out.
You're remembering this differently.
I think you are upset that you liked it way more than us, and that's okay.
No, I'm bitter that you gave it away.
Oh, okay.
Because
I
had
fair.
One piece, and I would have eaten two
you
more.
Had two pieces and some bruschetta and a good salad.
The salad. That's why I got full on the salad. And then you gave the pizza away. Okay. In general... Our son really appreciates sit-down meals. Our daughters do not.
Yes. And I'm going to say this.
They're very expensive. Yeah. So we're always like, why do we do this?
17 years into parenting, I hate eating out with my kids. I don't like it. It's not a fun experience for anybody. He doesn't like it that much. Here's the thing about teens. Teens can enjoy something, but you would never know.
Yeah.
So even if they're having a good time, there's no clues. There's no smile.
We don't go on vacations and plan our dinners out.
No.
This was the one.
This is our biggest difference with Andy.
One meal out as a family.
I think it was an overall great experience, and I'm glad that we did it. I've had deep dish pizza like 4 or 5 times.
I've only had it twice.
Yeah, it's just not my fave.
Yeah. I loved it.
Well, but I think that you also, you love when someone made you a meal.
No? I get what you're saying, but like I like grocery store food.
That's
like,
true.
Cut up watermelon from the grocery store.
You love.
The best.
We had to dink around in North County last night because our kid's doing a camp up there. And we went to the Whole Foods in Del Mar, which is insufferable as far as the people go. But
it's just all yoga studios.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, does anybody have a job here? Does anybody work here? And you look at these Whole Foods employees, and you're like, you guys don't live here. Can't live here on a Whole Foods wage. But, yeah, you got some watermelon. It was, you love that the same level that you love deep dish.
Yeah.
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 Andy's a foodie, and that's great. Where it just doesn't do much for me. And it's not, as much as my wife's trying to shame me, it's not because I have ADHD.
I'm not.
I don't, the best food in the world doesn't taste that much better to me than the good food in the world. Like, I have a certain echelon of food that I can appreciate. I use barbecue as the example of this. When people are like, when you're in Nashville, is it Martin's or Edley's? That's like the same. Sure, it's great. It's high-end barbecue. It's a good bar. And if someone's like, this is the very best in the world, I'd be like, cool. And it would taste a little bit better to me.
And I'm saying this just for me. Mm-hmm. Like, if I have to wait, like, 4 hours for that really good food,
yeah,
I don't want to wait.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, the experience is just lost on both of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can understand the food. If it tastes good, it tastes good. But outside of that, you're just like, I don't care about anything else. It just better be good.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Or fast. Fast and good.
Faster.
Not great.
And when you can get fast and good, which doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah.
It's not In-N-Out. In-N-Out takes forever. In-N-Out is the slowest fast food in the world. You see that? If you're trying to go near a meal time, you see those lines? You're like, you got 45 minutes to kill?
It's true. Well, that one I will wait for.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel bad that I feel like you're very upset about how the deep dish experience went. I didn't mean to give away the pizza.
I'm being like snarky in a silly way.
Okay.
I loved it, but I feel like the kids didn't like it at all.
Joel did. Well, our girls are hard to please. To quote our youngest, it's not the best. All right, let's do an email. That's what she feels about anything that isn't mom's noodles with Parmesan on it.
Easy enough.
This is a thread, actually. All right. So, subject: tonight's show was a delayed birthday present. Dustin had a great show tonight. This is June 22nd, day before your birthday. So my wife bought me tickets to see Nate Bargatze for my birthday, Natey B, as I call him here, for my birthday last November. And, of course, he got the chance to go on SNL. So our show got delayed for tonight. We weren't sure if we were ever going to get a chance to come because my wife is 35 weeks pregnant and our first child came several weeks early, so we are expecting our baby girl any day now. All that to say, we are glad we got to come. I had no idea anything about the show besides Nate was the headliner, and it was an even better belated birthday present surprise. Dustin, when Dustin was called out on stage, I had no clue it was a show he was going to be at. I've been a longtime listener / watcher of the pod, and my wife and I will listen to your comedy specials on road trips. It was a great surprise to finally see Dustin in person. So lucky baby number two held out, and we had a chance to come. Thanks, Nate. And I responded, amazing. I said, this is so great to hear. We're going to read this story on the pod next week. Did baby come yet? Also, if baby comes, if baby comes and you can get away, I'll be out in February. Oh, I promoted a date. Whoops. And then this is the next day. Funny you replied today because Dustin, she was just born. Little Claire Elizabeth at 3:53 a.m. this morning, July 8th. And my wife insisted I correct the story and say she was actually 36 weeks pregnant along with Kim to the show. You know, the accuracy adds to the suspense of it all. Ha ha. Glad we got the opportunity to be a part of your community. Here's Will Baby.
Aww.
That's little baby right there. Congrats. This is the best.
And then you go, still, I got the date in February.
If you could, so let me get this straight. So for everyone, kids are going to be about 6 months. It's probably about time you can do a date a night away. You know what's hard to
Claire
find?
Claire wants you to go.
Yeah.
For her 6 month birthday.
You know what's hard to find these days, Melissa? Babysitters.
Yeah.
I feel like it used to be a lot easier to get babysitters.
Well, you used to just, let your 12-year-old neighbor watch your kids.
Well, mm-hmm. you're right, because the reason it's hard to find babysitters now is because we're better parents than our parents were, and we're like, hey, maybe we shouldn't leave them with the 11-year-old next door who has no training or experience or even a younger sibling whatsoever. It's like they would be like, hey, you're getting watched by the 11-year-old, and the 11-year-old actually has practice. While they're at practice, the dog will watch you.
I think
we have a large dog that will supervise you while she's at practice from 3 to 5.
I think like tween girls in the 90s watched several children. If it was during the day,
yeah,
they'd be like, well, you're 10.
That's true. The majority
you know,
of us
you
were
could probably watch all of you. It's daytime.
That's true. The majority of us were raised by tween girls who were babysitting us in the 90s.
Yeah. Well, there is a sweet spot. If you get the 16-year-olds, they could drive.
Yeah.
You know, they have a social life.
Once they're driving.
13, 14.
Yeah.
That's when you can get some really cheap babysitting.
Yeah. What happened to the tween babysitter? What happened? Where are they at?
It's just a thing of the past. It really is. Our daughter.
It's the death of a. I'm telling you, whoever wins president, reinstitute tween babysitters, and the job market is going to go through the roof. You're going to add.
The economy will be fixed.
You're going to add a million new jobs. You're going to.
Quite the resume.
Yeah.
Quite the resume. Our teen daughter has told me before that it's my fault she's not getting any babysitting jobs.
And you don't realize that you had a reputation in the community. You had spread the word. You might have even handed out flyers back in the day.
I happened to live in a neighborhood that was like full of little kids.
Yeah.
And I was like the oldest in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then if you called my house, I had sisters under me.
Yeah.
Twin sisters. So there's like three babysitters in our house.
It's great.
So
yeah, there was a gosh, what a golden era.
Golden era.
A golden era of just the tween
underage workers. Yeah.
Cheap labor. Mm-hmm. It was a win for everybody though, wasn't it? Because
you know, we had a couple close calls. Couple close calls.
Yeah. Oh yeah, didn't you have one where they got like hurt or something?
911 was called by other neighbors, and they were carted off. I went in the what's it called? The emergency vehicle?
The ambulance?
I went in the ambulance with the kids.
For $4 an hour.
I got paid that day. And they were riding bikes in a cul-de-sac, and they both strayed. I was like, guys, slow down. I'm like running. They hit each other.
Oh, man.
They come right
classic.
At each other. And
classic.
It's like a bloody nose. The kids get put on, like, stretchers. They were fine. They were fine.
I've told you before, mine
but,
was.
Like, head stuff, you know? I didn't call 911, but it got called.
Yeah. I've told you before, I would babysit for the younger boys across the street, and their parents would go to casino night.
Yeah, a lot of my babysitting, the parents were at casinos.
Casinos. And so my pay would go up sometimes based on how they did. So I got a couple little bumps.
Yeah.
Like, oh, right. The cards were hot.
I was like the most chatty, outgoing teen. So I'd be like, how was your night? What'd you guys do? On the drive home, you know, when
would you do
parent
the dishes?
Has to drive you home.
Yeah.
I was backup. I couldn't drive.
Yeah. I was backup to Marie Miller. Marie Miller was the primary babysitter across the street. And if Marie wasn't available, I'd get back. I mean, they would say that to me. They'd be like, well, Marie does the dishes. I was like, well, Marie's not available tonight.
I'm the backup. Yeah, I would do the dishes. And then I would get scared and watch the TV. You just keep the TV on.
Well, yeah, there is a moment where you realize I should be being babysat right now.
Yeah, you're like, it's really dark and late.
Yeah, when you realize you're a 14-year-old kid in a house.
I was like 12.
Okay, so yeah, there's a moment when you realize that you're a 12-year-old kid supervising a 7 and a 5-year-old. You're like, no, I need a sitter.
It's just so quiet in the house.
And that's not your house either.
No, so if
you open a drawer looking for a flashlight and there's a gun, you're like, whoa, I don't know these parents that well.
if you're lucky, they have like something in the freezer.
Yeah.
They got like an ice cream bar.
This is
that is
yeah.
Besides the money, you had like the $30 yeah. you're making. Because you're like, okay, 5 hours, $5 an hour.
Yeah.
Make well, $25.
You know what it is?
You get the money yeah. and maybe you get a novelty treat
yeah.
from the ice from the freezer. Whew, hopefully.
I you know what I as we explained it though, I just answered my own question. You know why that doesn't exist anymore? Because we realized as the ones who did it, this isn't a good idea.
Yeah, because
this person is not eligible, qualified, able. This is not a good idea that they're watching my child.
This is like
they need a babysitter.
Sending a 12-year-old to like a warehouse at night.
Yeah.
Unsupervised.
Yeah. Ends up, there's a reason that 12-year-olds aren't in the workforce yet. They don't know any, they have no qualifications, no certifications. They don't know, they don't even have a food handler's permit. All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, we just want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. Mm-hmm. That's our $25 a month and up patron. That's our highest, well, second highest. Highest, and then there's an even higher. But you guys are great. You guys are great because you get a special shout out here at the end. So, special shout out to Avril Griffiths,
Adam Bush,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Bonnie Galliendo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Carrie Teague,
Christopher and Bridget Finland,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Ibling,
Demarius Stevens,
Daniel Owens,
Dave and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Dustin Daly,
Jason and Francis White,
Jessica Hanrahan,
Jonathan Riviera,
Joshua and Nikki Platt,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith,
Lori Amos,
Matt and Sam Slazdom,
Michelle Calslon,
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt,
Nicole Coroves,
Rachel Wilson,
Rachel Kennedy,
Robert and Nellie Capen,
Stephen Mina,
and Tiffany Payne. Thank you so much. We appreciate your support.
Thank you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.